Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Former news reporter Kevin Patrick Allen found he needed to tell more of the story, so he became a documentary filmmaker. His new film, What Comes Next, takes a look at how people who have suffered loss build new lives for themselves. I had a chance to chat with him about it.
Why did you come to the point where you decided to do this?
I decided to do it because I was tired of my previous life as a reporter being a skipping stone, intersecting people on their worst day and then zipping off down the road, feeling like that didn't do them justice, didn't do me justice, didn't do people that would view or listen to it justice. Our lives are complex. They're not a single 45-second story. And I was curious about how people responded over the long term, and not in a morbid or depressing or, you know, a negative kind of way. There's beauty in that, too. And I wanted to find that combination of the tragedy and triumph long term.
There's so many stories like this. How did you choose the ones you included?
Well, some of them were people that I had intersected in my life as a reporter. The opening act is with an X Games writer that I met in 1999 when he was 20 years old, and he told me of his injuries back then. People say, I'm going to regret this when I'm 40. Well, look at the calendar. He's 40. It was a chance to check back in with him. Other people are people that I've intersected by doing what I do, and I found their lives interesting and asked them if they could be transparent about their experiences, and they were brave enough to do that.
What did you learn from these stories? Did it apply to your life in some way?
Oh, yeah. They apply to my life. They apply to everybody's life. Probably the biggest lesson is that we tend to group things in very neat categories. This is tragedy, this is triumph. We try to put a neat little bow on things. And the truth of it is that tragedy and triumph often live side by side, and there's beauty in that nuance, in that complexity. It's not easy, but that's kind of how life is. There isn't just one thing. It's not all great, it's not all bad. It's the confluence of the two, and that's where the beauty is.
The one story that shows that tragedy and triumph living close together, not being opposite ends, maybe just opposite sides of a coin, is the story about the organ donation.
Yeah. When somebody loses their life and somebody else gains a new life through organ donation, there's just no way to separate the tragedy from the triumph. They do go together. I know those families that I've talked to that feel the pain of losing a loved one. That is there. But to have the new life come out of it, oh, that's just huge for them. So again, it's this tragedy and triumph living side by side. And I think that kind of defines the human condition.
Yeah. It defines life. But outside of that, understanding the coexistence of tragedy and triumph, what else do you want viewers to come away from after watching this?
The biggest thing I'd want viewers to come away from this with is that you are not alone. Name the situation that you are in. Maybe you feel irredeemable for something you've done. Maybe you feel depressed for something that has happened to you. There is somebody in that situation, and most likely worse. And the transparency that these people were willing to show in the documentary, I think, can alleviate some of that burden.
So would it help mankind in general if we were all a little bit more transparent with each other?
I think transparency and vulnerability have enormous power. There's no doubt about it. I won't go so far as to say everybody should be transparent, because you've got to pace yourself. Maybe you're not strong enough at that given moment to be that transparent. But over time, I think it's valuable for everybody to show what they struggle with. I mean, it's such an Instagram world now. if we could be more authentic. I think that there's a lot of courage in that.
You were a news reporter, and now you made a documentary. So is this the future for Kevin Patrick Allen? Is he now a documentary filmmaker?
I am. I don't think I will go back to reporting in the old sense, in the 45-second, minute-and-a-half kind of sense that I used to be. And there's value in that, too. I think that's part of the life that I lived, and the what comes next for me is to connect with people on a more long-term basis.
So you have more projects coming?
Oh, yeah. What comes next is probably not finished. Other people have reached out to me with their what comes next events, and it's just really sparked a lot of ideas. I've been encouraged to continue it. I think that there's probably some episodic content coming in some form.
Hey, that sounds great. That's awesome. An episode, that would be fantastic, because there's a ton of stories to tell.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we all deal with this. That's just life. And it may be in smaller forms or larger forms, but, you know, we're all in the same mix.
Well, it's the type of thing that, you know, we talk about, that not everybody's ready to be transparent. Not everybody's ready to be vulnerable. But seeing stories like this is kind of maybe takes people in that direction. Like you said, you're not alone.
That's right. I've experienced that in my own life. And the funny thing is that you kind of have this veneer on. That's kind of what we default to. But boy, if you can let the walls down a little bit, that usually not only heals other people, but it heals you, and you kind of discover this new freedom and joy in life.
You can find What Comes Next on Amazon Prime. Cheryl Simone, WCBS News Radio 880.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.